father, some people are jealous at you when you're growing because you're in the womb of their community. You are in the womb of their class. You are in the womb of the family. You are in the womb of the workplace. When you are getting promoted, they don't understand. When you are getting elevation, they don't understand because you are in the womb. And they that feel the pain are the ones outside and those inside the womb. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. The Bible says we are in the world, but we're not of this world. The reason why the world feels pain about you because we are inside of it. We are in the womb of the world, but we are not of the world. You may be inside the womb, but you don't belong in the womb. That's why after 9 months you have to come out. The one that feels pain is the mother. Every single time. What started, she used to walk like this every day. Nothing was wrong. But few months later, No, what caused that? The one that's inside. When you see people going to Sangomas, just know I am the one causing that reaction. When you see people gossiping you, just know it is because of me. When you see people hating you, just know it is because of me. They were normal before I was there. Everything was well because I was there. But when I came in, I'm causing a reaction. I provoked that talk. How special you are. So special that somebody, when you enter, their face has to change. You're so special. My goodness. You are so special that when they look at you coming from afar, they have to change direction. That's how special you are. You provoke a reaction. You cause somebody to change direction. Somebody had to leave the job because you are working in there. Says, I cannot work with this one, I'd rather retire. That's how special you are. You have provoked a reaction. It's not your problem. It's because the one that's outside is feeling the expansion. Even if they try to hold the womb like this, you can hold it for too long, but you can't keep a blessed man down. You will keep on expanding and expanding and expanding. That's a misconception that we don't understand. And as a result, watch this. They are gossiping you, yet you don't have a car. They are gossiping you, yet you don't have a house. They are gossiping you, yet you don't have money yet. There's nothing to show, and you are still crying. But the baby inside the womb, when the mother's feeling pain, the baby's busy kicking. The baby's enjoying. The baby's because it understands my time has not yet come. You may feel the pain, but it's not yet my time. You may feel a few uncomfortness, but it's not yet my time. When my time comes, you're going to feel greater pain than what you're feeling today. Let me tell you, when your time comes, that is when you're going to see all hell breaking loose. When your time comes, if you think people are gossiping you now, they have not done anything yet. If you think people hate you now, they have not done anything yet. When your time comes, labor pains will start. They will start introducing. Why? You have not yet come out of the womb, but the labor pains have started introducing you. Understand, it had to happen because time has to reach its fullness.